We will be bringing you real content, juicy content, and quality content. That's the tea.
Hello, guys. Oh my goodness, my voice isn't all that good. I'm so sorry, guys. So, yeah, it's me, Gloria, your one and only host. And I'm sure you can already tell I'm the only one here for today. Yeah, well, we're definitely going to turn up, get lit. I hope last episode you turned up, you got lit by listening to the episode. So before I get straight into the side tea and the main tea, I quickly have something to say. Before now, I've been thinking about this for a while, and I was asking myself that, is it professional for me to speak about this to you guys? Should I or should I not? And now thinking about it, the thing is that if I keep quiet about it, it will not change anything. But speaking about it could just bring in a miracle. It could just be a turnaround and be like, oh wow, thank God I didn't keep quiet about it. Thank God I spoke about it. But the thing is that we've had this podcast since the beginning of this year, and things haven't been going well for us in the podcast, to be honest. The first episode we posted was good. Not like good, but I was even sad about the listeners we got. Well, right now we have like 37 or 38 listeners, or 39, that range, 37, 38 or 39, any of those three. We've had like, that's what we have currently for the first episode. And when we first posted that episode, I was even sad about it, because I understood that, oh, it's your first episode and you won't just expect a lot of listeners at that moment. That a lot of people are definitely, as time goes on, as you keep on posting new episodes, it will keep on increasing. That was my belief. So I wasn't bothered about, oh, the listeners aren't too much and all of that. And as time went on, it kept on reducing and reducing. Like, to a period that we didn't even have any, no one was even listening to a particular episode for a very, very long while. Like, the least we've had is 2 listeners. And it's sad, guys. It's really sad, to be honest, because we've done everything we can to promote this podcast, but it feels like everything we've done isn't just working. And I'm just wondering that, what is going on? If it's the podcast, if you know that, oh, there's anything wrong in the podcast, you can let us know. I know I've been mentioning, send us a voice message since the last season, and the first 2 episodes we've done for the second season, I've been saying, send us a voice message. But even though you can't send us a voice message, probably it's not working for you as a click on it, or just too lazy to send us a voice message, just send us a DM at 2515 podcast, to be honest. You can still send us a DM. Let us know your thoughts about the podcast episodes in general. Your opinions matter. And the thing is that I keep on saying send us a voice message, but we don't even receive any voice message. In the first episode of the second season, I even told Lola that we'd only add 2 voice messages, and no one even sent a DM. Okay, one person sent a DM, yeah. Minus that, we've not had anything. And I was just wondering how was going on. And I saw this thing on Twitter like months back. One girl was talking about our podcast, and now she hasn't posted in a long while, and people were sending her voice messages, asking her voice messages on like the app, the podcast app, asking her about why she hasn't posted, stuff like that. And I felt so happy for her. I was like, oh, that's so nice. But I was sad. You know why I was sad? Because I was thinking about my podcast too, and I'm like, this thing won't even happen to me. And I'm wondering, I don't know what's going on in this podcast, because things aren't like thriving, things aren't moving the way we want it to move. The last 2 episodes, I literally thought we'd get a lot of listeners. But the first episode is about, I can't remember what the first episode is all about, to be honest, guys. I can't remember. But I literally, when we posted the first episode, I'm like, oh, we get a lot of listeners. It's quite like interesting. Yeah, that would be a quiet person. Like, people would want to listen to it, even especially quiet people. And definitely people would be like, oh yeah, we felt like we did the thing there. We got you guys lit, didn't we? Or maybe we did not. We're just thinking we got people lit. But deep down, they're like, oh my goodness, what are these people doing? Like, get this out of my way. And last one, the second one, mind your business. Oh, literally, I love that topic so much. And I thought it was so catchy that a lot of people would to draw a lot of people to listen to it. But apparently not. We are thinking wrong. I'm thinking wrong. I'm thinking the wrong direction. So guys, this is it. This is the state of the podcast right now. It's just stagnant. It isn't moving. If you've noticed our what they call the name, our Instagram page, when we first began, we used to post a lot of stuff relating to like what has been said in the podcast and everything. But right now, we're not just posting a lot of things. I think you've seen like the format from the first episode, second episode, we post like a sneak peek, then a picture of the title of the topic, then we'll post the 2515 playlist. And why is that so? Because we just felt like, oh, no matter how much promoting we do, it's not getting listeners, not getting us listeners. So we just get like, let's just not really do much and everything, because we're like, as we promoting and promoting, nothing is going on. So is there any need of even like trying to edit one part out and post it? Because we'll be doing that and nothing is moving forward. And I'm so sorry this is long right now. It's 6 minutes 9 seconds, and that's just all I actually wanted to say, to be honest. So if you feel like you have anything to share with us, your opinions matters, to be honest. I don't want you all to feel like your opinions do not matter, so, but it actually matters, guys. So let us know your thoughts. Let us, if you have ways you think you can promote it, let us know. But right now, we don't want to keep quiet about it. I feel like we need to share with you all. And I really hope, I dream just for this podcast to blow. I've seen like some own podcasts were posting how many like listeners that will call it or streams. It was up to like 1 million. And I'm like, oh, wow. Cool for you guys. But one day the 2515 podcast will get there. It will get there in Jesus' name. Amen. Like, guys, purpose out. Let us know how we can promote this podcast, how we can share with your family and friends. That's all I can say. There's nothing else I can say. When I say other things, I'm probably just like elongating this stuff. But I really hope you guys understand what we're saying and all of that. And the thing is that obviously it's understandable if you do not like what we are talking about, if you feel like it's not giving what it's supposed to give. If it's that, let us know about it. If you feel like I'm not just interested in the kind of stuff I'll listen to, let us know. Say you be honest, because you just like us, let us know. Definitely appreciate whatever you share with us. Share with your family and friends, like I said. Yeah, I'll just get straight to the site. So here's the site. To be honest, guys, how many series are out now on Netflix? There are a lot of series that are out now on Netflix, but like based on the ones I've been expecting, Sex Education is out, Blood and Water is out. It should be out, like, is it yesterday or so? Yes. I haven't yet checked Netflix if it's actually out, but I think it's meant to be out yesterday. Sex Education is out, Blood and Water is out. Excuse me. What else again is out? I think that's the only two. Or probably I'm missing some. But those ones are out for sure. And I do not know how I'm going to watch it yet. Data is something. Excuse me. Data is something that we need to watch this. And right now, I think like when I've gotten enough data, I know that, oh yeah, I have data to like download. Of course, I'll download. But for now, I'm leaving it on hold. And there are a lot of things I haven't yet watched on my laptop. Or I've watched maybe like halfway or 2 episodes in and I just stopped watching. I think I mentioned, on my YouTube channel. Is it my YouTube channel or this podcast? End of the two. I was talking about how I always jump from one series to another. I will watch this series and I'm not even done with this series, and I'll jump to another series. I'm such a series person. I love watching series a lot. If you're that type of person that watches series a lot, let me know. Let us talk about series. Recommend some to me on my Instagram page. Like, I love series a lot, and I've jumped and jumped. Because I was watching like Peaky Blinders, like when I just came back from school, and before I know it, I'm already watching Two Broke Girls. And even before watching Two Broke Girls, I was watching Umbrella Academy, and I've jumped to Two Broke Girls, and I've just been jumping. Anything that I don't even know. Dynasty is out. Yeah, why did I forget about Dynasty? So Dynasty is out too, guys. And I think, I know you're like, don't bring out all the episodes, but I'm like, when it gets to Netflix, that's when I will watch it. And what else again? Dynasty, Riverdale too. I might be the only one that actually likes Riverdale. I know one of my friends too watches Riverdale with me, but there are other people that complain about Riverdale, and I'm like, do you fall under that category? Do you like Riverdale? Let's speak about it. I've not like watched the new season. And what else again? I wasn't even done with the season before. I have the episode. I've not yet watched it. Like, see the way I'm chumming. There are a lot of series on my laptop. The first two seasons, I've not yet watched it. I have The Witcher, the first season. So I'm like, how am I going to do this? Because a lot of things need to be done. Watch series, and I'm also currently reading a book. And I'm like, I need to finish reading this book. Like, am I the only one that needs to jump from one series to another? And I'm not even done with Young Royals on Netflix, but I'm done with DME. I think in the first episode, I spoke about Young Royals and DME. But I'm done with DME. DME is so interesting. But the book and the... I've downloaded the book. I'm going to read the book because apparently it's not going to be a second season. Netflix, why? I wish another... Is it on Netflix? Why? Is it another... It's not like in... originally a Netflix series. I've forgotten which program it's under, but it's really so interesting. What else? Young Royals, I'm like in episode 3. I have 4, 5, 6, just 6 episodes, but I've downloaded it, but I'm like, I think I'm just saving it. I think it's going to be very interesting. And season is renewed for season 2, and I'm like, yes, that's it. Anyway, that's exciting. I've spoken too much about it, but that's the site. If you're a serious person, love watching series, let me know. And I actually watch movies, guys, but there's any nice movie. If you know any nice movie that you know I can watch on Netflix, let me know. And if it's serious, you can recommend to me. Please recommend to me, guys. Song culture is a very, 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 the varies are long. It's a very popular topic on Twitter. If you are deep rooted in Twitter, you would definitely know what stan culture is all about. It has been a topic of discussion, and a lot of people have a lot of things to say about stan culture, and some of it that I agree with. And yesterday I was searching Twitter about stan culture, and I saw some things. People said a lot of things about stan culture. So just go on Twitter and type stan culture. You see a lot of things about stan culture, to be honest. And before I started recording this episode, I was thinking whether I should explain what stan culture is, what it means to stan someone, what a stan is. I was actually explaining. When I was trying to practice how I would explain it, I wasn't explaining it properly. I just decided that I'm going to check the internet for what those three words mean: stan culture, stanning, and stan. I'll just give you the internet explanation of what stan culture is. So I'm going to go straight into that right now. So stan culture means an online phenomenon in which communities of stalker fans or stans engage in overly enthusiastic support of a favorite celebrity called stanning. About stalker fans, I would like to say that it's not all fans that are stalkers, to be honest. I know there are fans that stalk their faves. What I mean by faves is their favorite celebrity. I know there are fans that stalk their faves, but it's not all of them that are stalkers, to be honest. And I want to say that stalking someone isn't good, irrespective of how you obsess over the person. You shouldn't stalk the person, to be honest. Why are you stalking someone? Like, that's something that is actually very uncomfortable and very weird, to be honest. And it's scary, to be honest. Stalking someone is scary. And it's really uncomfortable, because how would you feel when you like notice that someone is stalking you? like that. So you feel very uncomfortable. You feel like you're in danger. You're already in danger if someone is stalking you. Like, no matter how much you obsess over a celebrity, no matter how much you love a celebrity, I don't think you should get to the extent of stalking someone. I don't think you should get to that extent, to be honest. And a stan is someone that is an extremely or excessively enthusiastic and devoted fan. To be honest, stans are really like very devoted to what they do. For example, music stans, they will stream your music, they'll buy your music, they even go to the extent of promoting your music. They're really devoted into that, and they're really passionate about that. Like, with the way they are tweeting, you'll be seeing that, yes, they're really passionate about that. And the thing is that some artist labels don't really do much for them, and when their stans like notice that, oh, they're not really doing much for this artist, oh, the song is meant to be to blow, the song is meant to top the chart, the song is so good, the album is so good, the EP is so good, but it's not doing well on the charts, maybe the number of streams are so low, and fans just go to the extent of promoting the music for you, promoting the album, promoting the EP, and that's really so good, to be honest. And I feel like there's a difference between stan and fan. Do you think so? If you think so, let me know. And if you think there's no, and if you think otherwise, let me know too. What I mean by there's a difference between stan and fan, I feel like a stan goes over and beyond for their fave, and a fan doesn't do that. It says stans, what they call the name, they buy the music, they stream the music, they promote the music, they do a lot of other things. I'm going to use myself as an example. I'm a huge fan of Dua Lipa, but I don't buy her music, I don't stream her music, I don't go back beyond to look for different ways to promote it. I don't do that. If I see tweets concerning the music, the album, I will definitely retweet it, or I even tweet about it. But I almost like go over beyond, start searching for ways to promote it, or I don't buy or stream your music. So I feel like stans do that. I don't know if there are people that call themselves fans, but they still buy, stream, and promote the music. I don't know if there are people that say, oh, I'm a fan, but they do that. If you think there's a difference, let me know. If you think there's no difference, let me know. There's nothing wrong in being a stan, to be honest. Stanning someone isn't something you should be ashamed of. You like a celebrity, you're obsessed by a celebrity, is normal. It's not as if it's something that is not normal, that understand that, oh, this thing isn't something that it's heard of. It's something that is heard of. It's something that is really, really popular. So I don't think there's anything to be ashamed of. There's nothing wrong in having a stan account. Yeah, for people that don't really know what stan culture is, what stan is, there are stan accounts on Twitter, even on Instagram too. But I'm just going to be making a lot of reference to Twitter, because basically this stan culture, basically most of them are rooted in Twitter, to be honest. And some are on Instagram, but most of them on Twitter. So their stan account, just create a Twitter account or an Instagram account for a celeb that you like. You will be posting about the celeb, everything's about the celeb, their song, their movies, everything's about the celeb, pictures, everything. And there are even updates accounts. I even forgot about that. There are updates accounts that will, like, what they call the name, give you updates about the person that you like. I'm still going to use Dua Lipa, for example. Let's say Dua Lipa now. Our last album is Future Nostalgia, that came out last year. Well, Future Nostalgia is maybe number one in Canada. It has like maybe 20,000 streams since this. Is it maybe the first album to have this? Stuff like that. Or, oh, Dua Lipa was seen with someone in New York. There's pictures of it. Oh, Dua Lipa, this. Just like they'll post updates about the person and the music or movies, everything relating to the person. That's just what update accounts are about. Even normal accounts soon still do that too. And I feel like there's nothing to be embarrassed of stanning people. I don't know if there are people that feel embarrassed to talk about stanning someone, that, oh, I stan this celebrity. I don't know if there are people that feel embarrassed about that. I can't say it to my friends or my family that I stan this person, that they'll laugh at me. I understand where you're coming from, but it doesn't to be ashamed of, because it happens. It's a normal thing, so you should you shouldn't be ashamed of that, to be honest. And when I was like searching, when I was like thinking of things to talk about on this episode, I was that I stan some people. But when I started recording this episode, I thought about it, that do I actually stan people? I'm a huge fan of a lot of celebrities, but I won't say I stan them. I'm actually thinking of going to check the internet right now and check if there's a difference between stan and fan. But I think I'll get back to that. So the thing is that stan culture has like gave me different reactions, to be honest. I'll see some tweets and I'm like, oh my god, this is so weird, it's quite embarrassing, it's scary. A lot of people have said that stan culture is scary, to be honest. And what I mean by scary is that some people say their opinions based on some celebrities, and people and the stans of the person will just come into the comment section and they're attacking the person. And what I mean by attacking the person is that like insulting the person, saying you're a fool, you're an idiot, even start bringing your parents into that. And I'm like, why are you bringing the person's parents into this situation? To be honest, it's not that deep. Like, it's not that deep. Like, why are you bringing the person's parents? Like, because the person said this. And I'm like, there's no need of that. It's not needed at all. And I know that there's something called constructive criticism. And people who make their opinions about various things, they don't say it constructively. And I feel like maybe the fans, the stans, they think it's an attack, personal attack to the celebrity they are supporting. Or it's like maybe you hate the celebrity or you dislike the celebrity. And sometimes the people that made that tweet can be saying that, I'm not like, I don't dislike the celebrity, I'm just stating my opinion. And I don't get, why are you insulting the person's parents? Like, it's not needed at all, to be honest. So I understand why people say it's scary, because you just tweet something about the celebrity and you just check your comments, 200 quoted tweets, and everything is about, oh, this person is this, this person is that, your parents is that. They just ratio the person. You just ratio the person. 10, let's say 10 retweets, 200 quoted tweets, 5 likes. They've already ratioed that person. What I mean by ratioing the person is, I think the quoted tweet is always higher than the likes. Way higher than the likes and the tweets. They will just ratio the person. And it will lead to the person even locking the account. And what I mean by locking the account, it will make the account private. The person's account becomes private because they can't stand it. They don't want you in their mentions at all. And when they make that tweet, some people will be telling the person that they are coming for you. What they mean by they are coming for you? They are coming for you. And some like, I do not care, let them come. I'm going to come after them, let them come. There's nothing they can do, or they mute the tweet. Once you mute a tweet, you can't see the person, people in your comment section saying, you can't receive notifications from those people at all. And I feel like there's freedom of speech, freedom of expression. So people can tweet what they feel about someone. I feel like if I say about a celebrity, just be about maybe someone's work, someone's music, someone's movie. Say it constructively, to be honest. Like, say it constructively, even though you're not like, maybe your job is just like someone that critique someone's work or so. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't say it constructively, to be honest. Because people now start wondering that, oh, why are these people in my mentions? Why are these fans in my mentions? It's because they know what they did. Sometimes they do it purposely. Some of those people do it purposely to get retweets, to get likes, to get engagements. And they know they do it purposely. They don't start acting oblivious to what they did. And I'm like, you know that you cannot stand the heat. You cannot stand the people in your comment section. You don't want your account to be locked. But why are you now doing that? Like, some people do that for engagement and review. I'm like, is it really worth it? Is it really worth it, to be honest? Because I feel like it's not worth it at all. It's not worth it at all. And also, what I mean by scary, this year, some months back, or even up to months, let me just say this year, I don't know if our fans just found out this year, or they've not seen, or just found out the period it happened.
But Billie Eilish has a boyfriend. He's 29 and she's 19. And her fans are worried about it. That the age difference is huge. That how come her parents or people around her are in support of it? It's obvious, it looks as if it's obvious that they know about it, but they're not even trying to do anything to stop it. And they were complaining, I read tweets about it. And you know what they did? Some of them did a tarot reading on the relationship. Someone did a tarot reading on the relationship. And I'm like, it's not that deep. And it's not your relationship. It's not that deep. And it's not your relationship, to be honest. Like, why are you doing a tarot reading? Like, it's not that deep at all. It's not that deep. Like, why? It doesn't make sense. Doing a tarot reading on someone's relationship doesn't make sense at all. Even if you have concerns about the relationship, you have worries about the celebrity's relationship, that doesn't mean you should do a tarot reading. That is weird and that's very scary, to be honest. That's really an issue, to be honest, because why are you doing a tarot reading? I'm like, stop doing that. Why? I was literally so confused when I saw it. I'm like, why are you doing a tarot reading? How would you feel when you find out that, oh, someone is doing a tarot reading on your relationship? Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, I understand you have like concerns, worries about the relationship, but doing a tarot reading is not it at all. It's not just it. And they went to the extent of checking his criminal records. I don't know if criminal records are available online, but someone paid, like the person literally paid to check the guy's criminal records. I'm like, you know, that money, you could have used that money for something and you just wasted it to check someone you do not know criminal record. You do not know the person, but obviously they already dislike the guy and they want to check his criminal records, and you paid. That money could have been used for something. You paid. And in the comment section, someone said that, oh, the criminal record is fake. I'm like, if it's fake, are you that jobless to take your time to make a fake criminal record? Why? Like, what do you achieve from that, to be honest? Because people will just go around with that story that, oh, he did this, he did that. That's the thing, like, why? Are you that jobless, to be honest? There are other things you can do. We are here dissecting someone's relationship. We are here, doing what, the tarot reading, checking criminal records. Like, that's the height of it, to be honest. Like, that's just insane. That's really, really insane, to be honest. I'm like, are you guys serious? Like, wow. That's really wow. That's all I can say, to be honest. Wow. So, that's one thing fans will do. They'll dissect your relationship. They'll dissect your friendship. They will tell you who you should be friends with, who you should not be friends with. I feel like it's actually understandable if the person yeah, maybe they see you hanging out with or talking with, has made racist comments, homophobic comments, and other ignorant comments. It's understandable that, how you be friends with this person that said this, that did this? It's understandable. But I feel like if there hasn't been any news or any report about the person doing some questionable stuff, saying some questionable and ignorant stuff, then I don't see why you should be dictating who your faith should be friends with. Or they'll be like, oh, this person flopped, why are you friends with the person? I'm like, you cannot dictate what your faith can do and what they cannot do. I feel like fans stands for, like, they have like an effect of, or is it effect? Effect isn't the word, but I'll just use effect. Stands feel like they have an effect on who you are friends with or who you are not friends with. I'm like, you have no effect on that, to be honest. Like, they are, excuse me, they are old enough to make their decisions on them by themselves without their fans interrupting. I would say without their fans interrupting or without their fans like deciding, don't be friends with this person. And if I was a celebrity now and my fans are telling me not to be friends with this person,
based on, I'll be like, I won't even answer you. Like, minus the part of you, like, if I minus the ignorance or the ignorant stuff you said, ignorant comments you've made, that, you know, stuff, ignorant comments you've made, minus that, if I know about that, obviously, I won't be friends. I will try to disassociate myself with you, to be honest. If I know that you have said this stuff, like, I'm against that, to be honest. So why would I even be friends with someone that says that? And but if my friends are like, don't talk with this person, talk with that person, obviously, how I should be listening to my friend, my fans. I know you're my fans. Thank you for supporting me. I feel like fans feel like they owe you. Fans feel like that you owe them, I mean. Fans feel like you owe them. That, oh, we do this for you, we stream your music, we buy your music, we watch your movies, and they feel like you owe them. And I'm like, your faves, the celebrities you love, celebrities you obsess over, they don't owe you anything, to be honest. They don't owe you shimbai, they don't owe you shishi at all. They owe you nothing, to be honest. You don't owe you nothing. Anything that some of these people you are defending, you will not see them. Maybe some in concerts, so maybe some you just see them on the way. But some of them, you may not even see them at all, to be honest. So I'm like, anything about fans is, they don't have a limit. Fans don't have a limit, to be honest. They do not have a limit, to be honest. They will, they're unhinged. Do unhinged or unhinged? I don't know the correct pronunciation, to be honest. Unhinged or unhinged? I hope you guys understand what I'm saying. But let me tell you, like, stands, that they cannot be shook. Nothing can shake them. A lot of them, nothing can shake them from understanding you. You know why? Fans will defend anything. A lot of fans lose their morals because of standing. They literally lose their morals because of standing, to be honest. And I'm like, in real life, they don't believe in this. In real life, they don't accept this. In real life, they don't stand for this. But because they're standing someone, my faith is always right. Let me tell you something, your faith can't be always right, to be honest. Like, there are some things that your faith can't, could have done that is wrong. And if you think it's wrong, say it's wrong. If you don't want to say anything about it, it's okay. I think at times, it's even better to just keep quiet about it than say something, to be honest. And it's not everything you defend. You'll defend anything. Even if your fave rapes someone, they will start giving other people reason why your fave is innocent. And the victim is at fault. The victim is lying. And wait till they get to court, and you will see that the victim is lying. And I'm like, what? Are you people serious? Like, something is not that. And like, you lose your morals because of that. At times, maybe that's actually what the person even believes in. At times, that may not even be the person's morals. So, person may not even lose his or her morals. The person may actually believe in that thing to be. I won't say that thing. Person actually believes that, oh, the victim is at fault. Maybe that's the person is in real life. So. But some people actually lose their morals because of standing. And I'm like, you shouldn't lose your morals because of standing. You should stand by what you believe in. And I like people now. To people that, like, maybe like insult, attacking other people because they said some things about their faith. Like, so the people actually feel uncomfortable doing that. Even though that you're not that type of person, like, oh, I'll insult you because you said something about my faith. Then why do you do it? I don't know if people do that though. If people like, I know people attack. I don't know if people like do it based on, oh, my other star members are doing it, let me just do it. But deep down, they're not comfortable doing it. I feel like if you're not comfortable insulting someone because they're insulting your fave, or because they're not even insulting, I would say, because they are saying something about your fave, then don't do it, to be honest. Do not do it. Just do what you're comfortable in, even though it's standing. Like, don't lose your morals, to be honest. Don't lose your morals. I remember that they attacked someone, one guy on Twitter. He said that, Erica, I know a lot of you, if you're like BBN, Big Brother Ninja, Erica, that was in last season, someone said that she can't act. That's the person's opinion. I didn't even say anything wrong with what the person said. Not like I didn't say anything wrong, as per the way the person said, I mean, I feel like the way the person said, what I mean is the way the person said is that, the way the person said it did not seem bad. That's if the person wasn't constructive enough, or the person said it in a terrible way, and it wasn't like a constructive criticism. But I would say, oh, I didn't see the way the person said it wasn't bad to me. But the fans our fans were already like, it's so depressing. I'm actually like, I would say I'm a fan of Erica. I would not lie, I'm a fan of her, but people were just insulting the guy. And I'm like, Kotoleyo, it's not up to this. Like, it's not up to this at all. Like, you're even insulting the person's parents. And I'm like, oh my goodness. It's not up to this at all.
Like, stands. Let people say their opinions without you jumping on their accounts, without you jumping, to be honest. Let them say their opinions. Like, people can say their opinions. Like, there's freedom of speech and freedom of expression, to be honest. And anything that this time, they'll start reporting your accounts. And if you say something wrong about their feed, they'll be reporting your account fast. You start tweeting, please report this person's account, and you'll be reported. And like, why are you reporting this account? And the person's account will be suspended, and the person will have to make a new account because of that. That's it. That's very sad. The sad truth, to be honest. The sad truth. The real sad truth, to be honest. I feel like, as a stand, why you should be sticking to what you believe in. Don't close your morals, change your morals because, oh, I'm standing someone, to be honest. And they make the accounts private. Have I mentioned that? They make the accounts private and everything. And I'm like, oh god, stans can be too much. And if people like make a direct tweet to stans, they'll be like, oh, Amis are this, Amis are that, Amis are that, Amis are BTS stans. I saw this tweet about one army. First one saying, oh, I think, am I going to explain it? That he or she maybe was feeling uncomfortable. This is not like verbatim, but the way I understood it, the person felt like uncomfortable going to the bathroom without like streaming one of BTS songs. Like, I think the person was going to use the bathroom, be shower, or do something else. But the person, deep down, the person like, oh my goodness, I'm not streaming this song now. Like, the person needs to be streaming this song 24/7. And I'm like, oh, wow. Like, you can't even leave your phone or your device without feeling uncomfortable that you have to be streaming. I'm like, oh, wow. I can spend time streaming. Like, oh, wow. I think that for music stands, I have a question for you people. If a song is not top 10, or it even end, it's not like trend, like not in the top 10 or top 20 in Billboard, or it didn't even enter Billboard at all, were you listening to the song? Because the way all these music stands do act on Twitter, like, oh, if the song is not top 10, or they think to them it's flopped, they won't listen to it. They give that vibe on Twitter. So I'm wondering, like, in real life, do you ask that with that, oh, it was in top 10, I won't listen to it? Because it doesn't make sense. Like, as long as they're nice, that I've never even been on Billboard. I don't think they've been on Billboard, but they're still nice. They don't be on the Billboard charts, and they're still nice, they're still interesting. And then, I mean, when I was like, before, when I'm searching for a new song, I go to Billboard, and not because I'm searching for which one is number one, let me see, oh, he's number one. I don't think I'm listening to it because it's number one. No, I will search for, maybe I always like to look for new artists in that Billboard chart, but I always see a lot of artists I don't know, and I'll download the song, that, oh, the name of the song sounds nice, name of the artist sounds nice, or let me listen to it and all of that. So you guys actually base your music listening, your songs listening, based on which song is charting. You guys do that. This thing on Stan Twitter that I find cute and funny at times. So we just see some people do tweets, hey besties, please follow me, hey bestie, they call themselves besties. It's so cute and funny at the same time. And I just see them like, oh, I don't know, I find it cute and funny. Like, I said, it's like a community of people, to be honest. Like, you can actually like find friends, and sometimes they may not actually even be guys, they might actually not even be friends, to be honest. But they just call themselves besties. Hey besties, follow me. Obviously, if you guys are friends, the person should be following you, I guess. So definitely they're not like friends or so. So people be like, oh, I know you are supporting the same person I'm supporting, we are standing the same people. So they'll be like, oh, hey bestie, follow me. And most times they'll follow you back. Or they're like, oh bestie, you didn't follow me back. Oh, they'll follow you back. Or more else again. And like this thing, zero, I don't know why I keep on saying zero, double O, I don't know, I keep on saying zero, it's double O MFS. You know, like,
just today, because I was recording some parts of this episode and I didn't even know what it meant until I checked the internet. Because in my mind, I'm always saying ohms, I don't know. I just my mind didn't go straight to, oh, this is a short form of what it meant. I just checked the internet and I'm like, oh my goodness, this is what it means. I never knew. Actually means one of my friends. So they could be tweeting something about, oh, one of my friends, the short form, blah 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 blah. Shadi, I'm about to say zero. Shadi, OOMFS is there. And I'm like, okay. And have I spoken about a Stan account? I can't remember, to be honest, guys, if I've spoken about a Stan account. But a Stan account is an account for a person you stan, a celebrity you stan. It's just dedicated to the celebrity. That's what the account's about. So everything on the account is just for the celebrity. That's what a Stan account is all about. And it's nothing wrong with having a Stan account, to be honest. I see nothing wrong at all. What else? Thing about Sankwatch is not really that bad, to be honest, because it's like a community of people, a community of supporters of some people, of a particular person, and you can actually make new friends and you can get to know each other. You guys can become best friends. You guys can even meet each other in real life, talk, have fun. From people from various countries, you guys can actually just link up like that. So it's nothing that bad. Funny thing is that a lot of people in Nigeria will say, oh, BBN stands, this BBN stands, that. I need to let you guys know that there's no difference between BBN stands and football stands, to be honest. I don't think there's a difference at all. I don't think there's a difference. And you know that BBN stands, it's not only BBN stands that do that. Even like all these Korean stands, so they used to do that soon. And they buy gifts for their favorites, their birthday, and all of that. And Nigerian BBN people in Nigeria be like, oh, people that BBN stands that do that, that is fake. There is definitely the celebrities that are paying for themselves, but they pretend like with the stars that are doing that. And I'm like, it's definitely not fake. I've seen it, that people actually like contribute money for that. I feel like they feel like celebrity, all these BBN stars are broke or stuff like that. But I think it just as well, it's not possible for them to contribute that amount of money. But the thing is that a lot of them have money, to be honest. And the thing is that is it a mob mentality that this town culture that people are just doing this, let me follow them? I know people do that in real life, or someone is doing this, let me do this, or even on social media too. People be like, oh, someone is doing this, let me follow too. But this standing, I don't think people will stand based on a mob mentality. I don't think so. What do you think is a mob mentality? And also, do you think it's a mental illness? A lot of people have been saying this town culture is a mental illness and stuff like that. And I'm like, I don't know. I have no response to that, to be honest. The thing that marvels me, that confuses me, that amuses me at times. See the words I'm even using. You know what the thing is? Is people that are old, like their 40s, their 30s, people that are like at that age, that are on stand Twitter insulting people that are old enough to be like that, old enough to be their children, or that even their children's age self. I just wonder that you don't have anything to do, you're that jobless, be on Twitter, stand Twitter, you be insulting people. And this person is very young, or probably you're in your 40s, and the person is like 19, 20, or 17, or you're just insulting the person. And it's very common in BBN Twitter. People that Nigeria Twitter is very common. I'll just be seeing those kind of things, and I'm like, and some people will just be mentioning the person's age, that you're this old, you're 40 something, you're this old, and I'm like, oh my goodness, this person is this age. I'm like, oh my goodness, ow, like that jobless, like you're just like, it doesn't make sense, commit things, like you're just insulting young children. I'm like, please, how will your children feel when they find your Twitter and it starts what you have been doing with your Twitter? How would they feel? Because like you'll be on Twitter insulting people, like they'll call for your favor. You're standing someone, they stand people actually. Let's say you're standing Gloria, for example. Hey, Gloria is a big brother ninja, and you're standing Gloria, and someone that is, let's say, 21 and you are 45,
And 21-year-old Ikechukwu says that, hey, Gloria, see the way Gloria looked today. She doesn't even look as if she had that, but see Gloria herself. Look at the way Gloria looks. Why does Gloria eat like that? I don't know what's wrong with Gloria. They'll just say something about Gloria. Hey, and you're becoming such a thing that you're not bringing your parents into this. You are stupid. You are mad. Leave Gloria out of your mouth. See you. Do not come after your faith. No, that's the way Stan Twitter. That's the way Stan culture works. So you someone will come after someone's faith, and you come after the person's faith. Let's say now someone comes after Taylor Swift. See, Taylor Swift's music is bad. And Taylor Swift flopped, and Taylor Swift stan. The best thing that made that comment about Taylor Swift is an Ariana Grande stan, and Taylor Swift's fan will say that. Ariana Grande, something, flopped, she tanked, her music, blah, 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 is not number one, you start bringing receipts. The Swift song that is blah, 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 is number one, this, see the charts, they'll bring the streams, they'll put everything, they'll start analyzing together, and you see them fighting in the comment section. In the comment section, they are fighting. That's the way it works, to be honest. And I'm like, it's amusing, to be honest, it's very amusing. It's very amusing. And I'm like, why do you fall under? There are various stan names. Billy Bass, Justin Bieber fans, Selenators, Selena Gomez fans, Ariana Nitos. Yes, Ariana Nitos, yeah, I think I'm correct. And I understand. Is it Bay Ives or Ives? Any of the two. Is that Bay Ives or I think they go with the two or which one? Bay Ives or Ives, Beyonce's fans. Swifties, Taylor Swift fans. Who else again? Oh, Barb's, Nicki Minaj fans. Who else again? That's like the most. That's the common one. So if there are others, I don't know of. I can't remember. But where do you fall on that? Is it one of these ones I mentioned, or there are other ones? Yeah. So that's it.
So I've been making a lot of references to music stans, and that's because I know a lot more about the standing in the music industry. I've seen a lot of tweets that's helped me to understand how stans in the music industry work. And even though I said I'm a huge series fan, the actors and actresses that I like, I don't really go about searching about them, and I don't know how the standing in the music, the movie industry side works. So I can't speak about what I don't know. So I'm just going to be making, so all the references I've been making is about music stans and all. But even if you're a football stan, you're a movie stan, let me know who you stan. Like, let me know what made you stan the person. When did you start standing the person? And when? What made you stan the person? When? Let me know all that. Let us know all that. Then you can send us a voice message or DM on Instagram. And during that football season this year, there were a lot of things I was seeing, and I'm like, oh my goodness, wow, because of football. I wasn't surprised, but at the same time, I'm like, it's too much. You shouldn't be doing this. I'm like, stans really do a lot of crazy stuff, to be honest. It's not only like one particular like industry stans that doing like a lot of doing crazy stuff. Other stans in various industries to do a lot of crazy stuff, to be honest. And I'm like, oh my goodness. On top of this, it's not that deep, to be honest. But yeah, that's it.
Stanning is the same thing everywhere, to be honest. There's no difference. Music side, movie side, football side, stanning is the same thing everywhere. And to be honest, the music, football, and movies, Twitter, is actually the most common one, and the ones I actually know, to be honest. That's why I'm even making reference to those people. Those are like the ones I know. Are there other sides of Twitter, stan Twitter, that maybe they're even common, but not common to me? Let us know the DMs or voice messages, to be honest, because I do not know. Those are the only three that I know that are very common that me I know. People that read books too, are they like stan Twitter? Are they like their own side of Twitter? Because I do not know about that one, no, if there is or not, to be honest. But if there is, let me know and all of that. So that's why stan Twitter, stan is the same thing. Every side of Twitter, the stan is the same thing. There's no difference, to be honest.
Have you ever had any issues with stance on social media, on Twitter or Instagram? Have you ever had any issues with stance? Let us know. Send us a voice message. Gloria. Send us a voice message on by clicking the link in our bio on Instagram at 2515 podcast, or by send us a DM on Instagram. Let us know if you've had any issues, any like experiences concerning stance on social media, and if you extra yourself, let us know. Just talk to us. We may even discuss it on our podcast. We'll definitely keep you anonymous. What else again? If you have like experiences, stories you want to share based on stance, you can let us know. And if you have any like thing you want to add based on this stan culture, let us know. Guys, to be honest, I don't know what I would do if stans are in my comment section attacking me. If I tweet something, they start attacking me. I know what I would do. Let me even share this story with you. I'm saying I don't know what I would do. To be honest, so like I said, I'm a fan of Erica BBN, Big Brother Niger, last year. So she has a YouTube channel, and she posted the video. She went on a trip. I can't remember where she went to. She went on a trip, and she posted the video, and other fans were complaining about how the person who edits her video, her best friend, is not good at editing. I should get someone who is good at editing. And they'll be complaining for a long while now. This is not the first video they've complained about. Other videos she has posted, has been posted, they've complained about it. I tweeted that it's better for them to unsubscribe instead of complaining. I know why he said that. Because this is not the first time, this is not the first video that is happening. I feel like future videos that will come out after this one will still be the same thing, and they will still complain. And it's not that stressful that every time you're complaining about the same thing. It's not just stressful, like, it's not that big of a deal, to be honest. I don't even think she even takes it seriously. And the thing is that, as to herself, she doesn't really take the YouTube seriously, because YouTube is something that you have to be very consistent with it. Like, you have to be very, very consistent, posting consistently. And it doesn't look as if she takes it very seriously. Just like once in a while, I'll post, oh, my fans watch it, stuff like that. That's just the way it was. And I feel like it's her best friend again, and she has known him for years. So I definitely knew that she wasn't going to change him. It was so, to me, just felt obvious that she wasn't going to change him at all. She was going to keep on using him. And for me, if I have a best friend that can edit, that's good. Please help me edit my videos. That's a good thing, to be honest. I mean, I just felt like I knew she wasn't going to change him. So other videos will keep on being like that. So I'm like, if you know that these are the kind of videos you're interested in watching, why not unsubscribe? Like, obviously, you're subscribed to someone's channel, and after a while, you're enjoying their videos at first, and after a while, you're like, ah, it's as if you fell off. And you're like, oh, it's as if this person has fallen off. Oh, the videos the person you supposed to follow is way different from now. And you can just unsubscribe, because it does not interest you anymore. Like, I just feel like just unsubscribe. And people in my comment section saying that they can, what they call it, they can make that, say their opinions, or they just like make suggestions, not even opinions, they're just suggesting that there's nothing wrong with that thing. We just say some stuff. I can't really remember exactly what we're saying, but stuff like that. And in my mind, I'm like, I said what I said, I'm not going to delete it, I'm not going to do anything to it, I'm leaving it like that. Whatever they say, that's it. For me, I still stand by what I said. Even till now, for me to even say this right now on this podcast, I still stand by what I said, to be honest. So I muted the tweets. And I know I wasn't even thinking I was going to do that. Like, I'm going to be. But I still kept on checking that tweet. I don't know, it was just doing one kind in a way. I was like, oh, first time it's happening to someone that they already attacking you in your comment section. And what next? I deleted it. And this thing is true, to be honest. You know when someone attacks you on social media, on Twitter or something, on Twitter, you know that people, when they attack you on Twitter, next thing they start doing is, yeah, people are visioning you, they're eating you up in your comment section. You see people tweeting other stuff after that, random stuff, or you just notice that what this person is tweeting just feels random and stuff. You just realize that, oh, they be eating this person up in the comment section. I mean, I know when I know when to go and tweet something about Dua Lipa, that they should stream her song. Which drop, one of her songs came out, We Are Good, and I'm like, oh, this is a good day to stream We Are Good. It just felt weird. Normally I can't tweet that though, but it just in me, I knew it was a weird thing to tweet. It wasn't weird to tweet it, but you get what I'm saying, that you know that after they've already eaten you up, they've attacked you in that comment section, I'm just gonna tweet something natural, something random, like you don't care about what's going on. I don't know how people saw that tweet, to be honest though. I think that okay, a few people that are fans follow me, yeah, but how it's distributed to other people that do not follow me is what I was really confused about. So the thing is that I feel like sometimes, you know, that this stan sometimes restricts people from tweeting whatever they want to tweet, because they will feel like they feel restricted, to be honest. And I think that they'll be thinking that if I tweet this thing, who knows if they'll report my account. You can't be too sure about them reporting your account. Before you know it, you do something like, ooh, Elite, Korea Nation. Korea Nation, is it not sounding good, or should twist it a little bit? Gloria Nation, it's sounding nice too. Where are my fans, you guys? Hype me up in this podcast. Where are my fans? Gloria Nation. So just like, Gloria Nation, report the account. You know, like sound like, you know, like all this, report the account, and they report your account and you lose it. And that's the thing. So I'm like, I feel like just don't risk it, to be honest. And it's always so pain. First one has like over 10k followers, over like a lot of, like thousands of followers. You'll not lose it just because I tweeted something about this person. Or I think that's something, just keep it to yourself, or say it to your friends in their DMs, to be honest. Or you just say it to your friends in their DMs. And I think that sometimes people create maybe other accounts for this kind of stuff, but the thing is that they may still find it and still report the account, irrespective of how many followers you have. And you don't care about the followers you have at all. If you like have 10k, 20k, that's still reporting that account and it gets suspended. And who knows, you may get your accounts back, and you may not get your accounts back. It's really so sad. So I actually just suggest, just don't say anything at all, because at this stance, they're actually really scary. I think that even if you have 100, I'm not going to say that because you have 100 followers, you should see Twitter stuff. I know there's freedom of speech, freedom of expression, but at the same time, is it really worth losing your account for? I'm like, is it really worth losing your account for, irrespective of how many followers? I'd be like, oh, I could just have 50 followers, 100 followers. They report it, I can still get that followers back. But I'm like, it's not really worth it, to be honest. Getting followers on Twitter is hard. It's very hard, to be honest. And it's a different scenario, even though that, okay, if you have, like, what they call the name, people, like, if you're quite popular on Twitter, it's going to be easy for you to get your followers back. Maybe not all of them at once, but it'll be easy for you to get a lot of them back soon. That's what it is. So just don't risk it. And I just keep it to yourself or tell people in their DMs, because risking your account for this stuff is not worth it, to be honest.
So the 2515 playlist for this week is Shut Up by Ariana Grande. And I really love that song so much. And like the harmonies on that song is perfect. Like, you know, Ariana Grande's vocals are just top-notch. And the vocals, the harmonies in that song is just so lovely, to be honest. And it's from an album that came out last year, Positions. Listen to that album. It's worth the listening. It's worth the listening, to be honest. So, Shut Up by Ariana Grande. I know the other songs I've been mentioning on this podcast. If you've listened to any of them, let me know your favorites, and let's just like gist with us. I really hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I really hope you guys love this episode, because I really enjoyed myself recording this episode. And I really hope you will share it with your family and friends, and send us a voice message or send us a DM on Instagram at 2515 podcast. And please also follow us on Instagram, please. If you follow us on Instagram, you get updates about the podcast. And we also do polls, Q&As. And you can also like engage with us. Guys, please be engaging with us. We'll post stuff on our Instagram story. And when we engage, the least person that can engage is the one or two. We have like 20 followers or so. Please increase it to like 30. I said the goal for that followers is 30. Please, guys, follow us on Instagram. And also, I have a YouTube channel called Talk with Gloria. You can also like check it out on YouTube and check out my YouTube videos. It's definitely worth the watch. I promise you guys. See you next time next week on another episode of the 2515 podcast. Love you guys.